Mateen Cleaves, one of the Michigan State's greatest basketball players. This is his time of year. He's on the other end of our line. Mateen, how are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Mateen, I was surprised to get you. I figured we'd get one guy answering the phone and said, my people, get with your people. You're on the Big Ten Network now. You're all over TV. You're doing all this media stuff. You look like you're having fun with it.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it, man. It keeps you in the game. And, it's a bunch of fun. You get to watch college basketball, and I do some NBA stuff as well. I mean, it's just great, man. I'm having a ton of fun right now.
Mateen, and watching shots of you during some of Michigan State's game during the tournament, you look like the nervous father out there watching his son. Is it more nerve-wracking watching the games than it was playing?
Oh, yeah, big time, because you can't do nothing about it. You got to sit there and watch it, and especially me, because I have a close relationship with all the players at Michigan State, and you want them to do well and have success. So I do, my nerves get high. I do get a little nervous watching those games, but they are a bunch of fun.
All right, when the players call you and ask you for your support and ask you for advice, what are the principal questions they have? What do they need your knowledge about?
Well, really, a lot of times we talk, it's not about basketball. It's kind of just, you know, how you doing, how's the family doing, you know, how's mom, dad, how's everybody. But if they do talk, it's just about how to prepare, what mindset they should have going into certain games or especially going into the NCAA tournament. So I just try to lay in my little advice. And it's about just blocking everything out and focusing at the task at hand. And I think that's one of the reasons we were successful. And then just keeping everything family-wise. You keep everything internal. You don't listen to all these outside sources telling you you need to shoot more. Your AAU coaches, your cousin, your friend down the street want to say you need to take more shots or something like that. Continue to listen to coaches, though. That's why he's had the success. And stay together as a family. And, you know, pay attention to the task at hand, and you can be successful. And watching Michigan State, I mean, they're being successful right now.
We're talking with Mateen Cleaves on a Tony Connolly Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Mateen, take us into the preparation. Take us into a day. You're on the road. You're getting ready to play in an NCAA tournament the next day. What's the day like, and what are you focusing on?
Well, really, the opposing team. You get up, Friday, you're going to watch some film. As soon as you get up in the morning, watch some film on the team. Probably after that, eat a little breakfast and go to shoot around, go over the opposing team plays, and then go over the plays that you want to run against that team. And then you probably get back, get a little bit of rest, get off your feet. Then at night, you're probably going to watch some film again on the team and go over their strengths and weaknesses. And, and then after that, get ready to go out there and put on the show.
Is it easy to sleep? Is it easy to rest? Is it easy to stay off your feet?
Oh, no, the nerves are high because you're excited and a little bit nervous in a way and anxious to get out there on the floor. And it's hard to sleep, especially nowadays with all this media and the internet and all that. So I advise guys to cut off the computers, don't really read your press clippings, the papers, cut the cell phones off. You just got to cut yourself off to the world and be focused at the task at hand.
What's the most bizarre thing you've seen in regards to nerves and how people try to handle that?
Well, some people are just built for these moments. You know, I had a little nerves. I wasn't nervous. I was more excited. So I calmed myself down because I didn't want to get too overexcited and get tired and let that drain me. But, I mean, you have guys that go out there and I hate to say it, but they fall in these moments because, I mean, the pressure is so, enormous. You got all the whole world is watching. Everybody watched the NCAA tournament. The lights are so bright. So it's not like a regular game where you miss a shot or have a bad game and it goes unnoticed. Everything that you do, people notice. And I've seen some players rise to the cage and some people play better in these situations. And I have seen people let the pressure get to them.
All right. Tell us what you see in this Louisville team and what the Spartans need to do to beat them tomorrow night.
Well, Michigan State need to just make this control the tempo and keep the pace at how Michigan State want to play this game. Louisville is going to try to press, trap, speed Michigan State up. And at times, if they're trying to press and get the ball out of the guard's hand, Michigan State has done is this year, I'll fall back and let Draymond initiate the offense and run everything through him at times. So you just got to control the tempo, keep the turnovers down, and then I think throw that ball down low. I don't think LSU. Louisville bigs can match Payne, Nix, and what Draymond Green with those guys has been doing.
All right, Martinez, we let you go. Beyond the TV, what else you been doing to stay busy?
Oh, yeah, just a ton of charity work. I got do a lot with the Boys and Girls Club, and spending time. I got a book reading club. The Boys and Girls here in Flint, Boys and Girls Club here in Flint. I do a lot of stuff in the community activities and spend a lot of time with kids, and then that's been my main thing. And, right now I got a Twitter contest. Let me get that out there. I got a Twitter contest going out. People can tweet me pictures of your favorite college team, of you being in your school spirit. And every Monday I'm going to pick a winner and they get a free fat head. And we got at the end of the tournament, we're going to give out a $250 gift certificate and everything. So, other than that, that's pretty much what I got going on.
All right. Thanks, Mateen. We will talk with you soon. Thanks so much.
All right. Take it easy.